The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starr.
Great to be back in the saddle. Over the weekend was in Atlanta, and we had a great time. It was a great visit, and a thank you to the incredibly gracious host and the hospitality provided over at the First Baptist Church in Atlanta, and got to meet a lot of our great, great Atlanta listeners and readers. And unfortunately, we sold out of the books. It was insane. And we apologize. It's been very difficult getting the books and keeping the books fully stocked because so many of you folks are going out there and reading Twilight's Last Gleaming, which we want you guys to do. So anyway, next week, we're going to be doing the show from Gainesville, Georgia, and we'll be doing a big, huge book event there with our friends at WDUN Radio. We'll be telling you more about that coming up a little bit later this week, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait to get back to the state of Georgia. May I say this, though? What the heck is going on with the Atlanta airport? Normally, everybody has to transfer. Pretty much the entire country has to transfer flights in Atlanta, but I didn't realize until I got to the Atlanta airport. And by the way, that was my destination. I haven't actually been the destination normally is not Atlanta. So normally I'll just drive to Atlanta, but I was a little tired from the Houston trip earlier in the week. So I thought, you know what? I'll just fly. It's a quick, 15 minute flight. I could have driven by the time I got into the airport through TSA checkpoints and caught my flight, I could have driven from Atlanta to Memphis. I have never seen so many people in an airport before. Unbelievable. But anyway, it was a great trip. Except for one incident. I'll have to tell you about this. And I sent the video and the audio to Grace Baker because I didn't think anybody would actually believe this. So I get to the hotel, and it's a beautiful hotel in North Atlanta. And I walk in. As soon as we pull in, there was like just massive traffic. And we just assumed, the Uber driver just assumed that there was some sort of a wedding party going on. We had no idea. But these people were coming out of these limos and these beautiful, the Porsche and the Jaguars, and they were dressed to the nines. It was kind of like Real Housewives of Atlanta meets a Tyler Perry movie. I think that's the best way to describe it. So as soon as we pull into the overhang there where the valet parking and all that stuff is, you could hear the pulsating music. And this is like, I don't know, at 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the afternoon and or in the evening. So as soon as I opened the door, you couldn't even hear yourself think. So I get in and the entire hotel has been taken over by this Kentucky Derby themed Tyler Perry style rave. And the outfits, it was insane. So I couldn't even, the poor person checking me in is like, "Hello, welcome to the Marriott. Well, great to have you with us. Can I see your credit card, please?" I'm like, "Yes, no problem. Can I get a room that's a little bit farther away from the rave?" And it didn't matter. You could, the entire hotel was a part of this thing. I have never heard music that loud before. It was insane. So anyway, I'm trying to get to my hotel. And again, beautiful. This was a high-end event. And here I am. I'm just kind of schlubbing it in. I was, wear my Brooks Brothers casual shirt, and I'm just getting off the airplane, and I'm just trying to get to my hotel. I was really out of place. That night was the only white guy in the entire hotel. I mean, there must have been 3,000 or 4,000 people at this thing. I've never seen anything like this. So anyway, they've got the DJ, and he's literally set up in the lobby of this hotel. And everything shut down. The restaurants, the little convenience thing, everything is shut down for this Kentucky Derby-style rave. And Dylan, I don't know the musical artist. I was not familiar with that particular genre. But anyway, as I was trying to make my way to the hotel, to my room, I had to pass through the massive mob in front of the DJ. And I realized as I stopped to get my bearings that everybody was like doing the same sort of move, and I realized I had somehow ended up in the middle of the dance floor.
Was it Cupid Shuffle?
I don't know, but I think it may have been I may have been doing the Whip and Nay-Nay.
Oh.
I'm not sure. But the next thing you know, I've got some lady, and she's doing the thing they do to the police cars all the time, and the
twerk.
The twerking. I've never seen the twerking in public, in person.
It's intense.
I was impressed. You could sort of feel the vibrations. I'm serious. It was almost like, it was just like as it was coming off of the, there was a lot of twerking going on. And if I would have done that, I would have thrown a hip out.
Yeah.
I would be at the chiropractor
the
today
muscle.
Or something. Yeah. Very muscular indeed. So anyway, but then everybody's staring at me, and I don't blame them because I'm like from the Sesame Street show. One of these things is not like the other, and I'm the guy. And it's been said that I'm pretty fly for a white guy, but you know, I wasn't dressed appropriately. I should have had some sort of a purple suit or a lime green suit, with the white shoes. I should, if I had only known I was going to a Tyler Perry Atlanta Housewives rave, I would have gone. Or do they call it a rage? I couldn't remember if it was a rave or a rage. Or is there a difference? I don't know. But it was a big crowd. All that to say, I got another hotel. And it was a very nice weekend. So if there are any photographs or video of me circulating doing some sort of a dance move, it was all unintentional. I was just trying to get to my hotel room. And you had to twist and turn, and again, it may or may not have been the Whip and Nay-Nay. I don't know. But there was no twerking involved, to my knowledge. Where shall we begin here today, ladies and gentlemen? I want to start with the University of Mississippi. Ole Miss, hotty toddy. I want to start there. So last week, there was a commotion on campus, and you had the Palestinian mob showing up, and then you had all of the fraternity brothers show up, along with others. I think there were some sorority sisters in the mix, and they decided that they were going to stand up and defend America. And we saluted these young people, and I still salute these young people. I thought the young people did a wonderful job. There was one guy, though, and you may have seen the video. There was a young woman, a full-figured gal, and she was on the other side of the protest. Now, she claims she's a reporter, but there have been some videos that have now surfaced that indicate that she is some sort of a leftist, activist, propagandist journalist. And so, anyway, she's, again, a full-figured gal of the non-Caucasian persuasion. And so, anyway, she's going at it with these guys. And she readily admits it. She's going at it. She's trying to antagonize. She's trying to provoke. And you see it all there. I mean, that's what the video shows. So much so that the popo had to come out and they had to stop the surging full-figured gal from going at it with the skinny white boys. And in the midst of all of this, people start chanting, Lizzo, Lizzo, Lizzo. And again, I have to imagine, and they're saying that's racist, that that was a racist taunt. Is it? What? Do you mind if I ask a question? This is just a genuine question. Or as they say in Tate County, Mississippi, a genuine question. I got a question. Or Kirsten, if you don't mind. What makes that racist? What makes the phrase Lizzo racist? I am curious about that. So while all that was going on, you probably have seen the video of this other young man, a skinny white boy of the fraternity persuasion, and he is, how shall I put this delicately, monkeying around. At least that's what appears to be. I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't hear what was said. But he certainly gave the impression of monkeying around and imitating a monkey in front of this full-figured gal. So now this kid has generated all sorts of national outrage. He's being accused of being worse than the person who shot MLK. I mean, they want to destroy this kid. Now, I got to be honest with you here, folks. I don't know this kid's heart. I have no earthly idea if he is a member of the KKK. I don't know. I can't read a person's mind. I would be willing to say that what the kid did was stupid, maybe inappropriate. Was it racist? I don't know. What makes that racist? But it doesn't matter. Because now all you know what is breaking loose. And I find this interesting. Now every fraternity in America is being portrayed as being racist. When in fact it was just this one person who was doing something very stupid. And again, I don't know who the kid is. And if it turns out that he's a raging, you know, racist and a member of the KKK, then we're going to call the kid out. That's what we do on this program. But until that happens, I'm withholding judgment. But I think we can say, at the very least, it was stupid. But does that make it racist? So now the university, of course, has issued a statement and they've launched an investigation. May I ask a question here? Where the hell's the investigation over the kids that are out there saying death to Israel, death to America? What about those kids? Where's the investigation into the full-figured Lizzo gal? Are they going after her, too? Because she started all of it. She readily admits she did. But no, they're not going to do that. They're going to go after the white kid. And the reason why is because it is fashionable in society now to always blame whitey, to always blame the honky. If there is a honky in the room, honky man gets the blame. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And I say that because over the past couple of days, how many times have we seen these protesters out there saying, white people are not welcome here. White people, you go away. You see, there's one set of rules for white folk and another set for everybody else. And the white people are the people currently in American society who are being put upon. I'm just telling you. I mean, I know people don't like to say, they don't like to acknowledge this or even talk about this, but it's true. Now, over the weekend in Memphis, we had a concert down on the river. What's it called? River Beat. Nobody showed up. It was a dud. It was terrible. But anyway, they had one of the black singers. And she was out there. The Daily Memphian is the newspaper of record here. These people are far leftist. And they actually wrote about this in the publication, in their newspaper. At one point, one of the black artists got up there and started encouraging all of the white concert goers to start chanting black, 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 black. Now, I just want you to think about this for a moment. Let's say Justin Timberlake is doing a concert and he's up there and he tells all the people in the crowd to start chanting white, 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 white. What do you think would have happened? What do you think would have happened? Look, I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's go for it. But I'm just saying here that here you have a double standard at play. And again, if anybody is out there and they're causing, you know, causing chaos and racism and all that kind of stuff, all right, fine, deal with it. But this is what happens when you start introducing hate crime laws into the nation's legal system, because that is incredibly subjective. And I will say this, that you can go out there and you can say what you want to about a white person and you will never get arrested. You will never be charged with a hate crime. And why is that? Well, because Black Lives Matter has told us, as well as the NAACP, that only white people can commit racism. That's it, according to the NAACP. An organization, by the way, that is devoted to advancing only one specific demographic in America. Just want to throw that out there. You see, on this program, ladies and gentlemen, we believe that we are all made in God's image. We believe that we are all one nation under God. And we abhor and we despise those who would seek to divide this nation against each other using race. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. So this Ole Miss kid, do you think he ought to be, his life should be destroyed? Because that's what they're going to do, by the way. You will know everything you need to know about this kid by the end of the day. You mark my words. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to update you on my Calitrin journey. I'm still losing weight. I'm also sleeping a lot better, and I've got a lot more energy. Calitrin really is about more than just weight loss. Here's my good friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
That's right, y'all. Calitrin is actually good for you. I don't know how many other diet products out there can say that, but it's actually really good for you. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, so it's safe. Even if you're on medications, this product is not going to interfere with those. So your heart patients, your diabetics, this is a weight loss supplement that is going to help you lose weight safely. We've been proving that since 1997. So this product is not going to be a quick fix. You're not going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you give it time to work. Our 90-day supply has a huge 86% success rate. So check it out today. We've extended that big sale through today. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. It's at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
And be sure to use that discount code, Todd. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I have to tell you about our friends over at American Hartford Gold. And thanks to them, I'm able to share this important information. Pay attention here, folks. Looks like inflation on the rise again. The dollar is now in danger of collapse. And the stock market is insane right now, and there are grave concerns that we could see a crash coming very soon. And then when you throw in the upcoming election, it's bonkers crazy. And that's why you need to be contacting the good people over at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can also diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door, by the way. And I love that. Or you can also get it in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. So here's what I want you to do. Give them a call right now, 855-913-1133. That's 855-913-1133. You can also do this. Just text the word Todd to 65532. That's text the word Todd to 65532, and they're going to send you a free gold and silver informational kit. And, folks, if you call them right now, they're going to send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. That's right, folks. Again, they're going to send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases, but you have to text the word Todd to 65532 right now. That's 65532. All right, we have some breaking news coming out of court in New York City, And the judge is warning President Trump, it's not a matter of if, but when he will go to jail. We're going to tell you what's going on there. Got to take a break. Again, 65532. Text that word Todd and get more information from our friends at American Hartford Gold. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stearns Radio program. And, wow, do we have a lot going on today. By the way, 5 o'clock Eastern Newsmax. I will say this. We have some tremendous guests coming up on today's program, and I would love for you to listen 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2. You can also watch on the Newsmax Facebook and YouTube channels. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So here's the latest from New York City. Judge Juan Merchan. Oh, pardon me, Juan. So Juan Merchan has issued an edict, and he's very upset with President Trump, violating the gag order again. Fined him $1,000. This is now $10,000 in fines that Trump has accumulated since the start of this sham hush money trial. And the judge issued a statement. The judge said that if President Trump violates the gag order again, there will be incarceration on the table. Not that there could be, but he's implying that President Trump is going to go to jail. So if you're Donald J. Trump, what do you do today? I'll tell you what I would do. I'd go right back out to the microphones and start criticizing somebody, start blasting somebody. And I'm telling you, the moment, and by the way, Merchan is like, well, you know, I really don't want to have to throw the president, a former president, in jail. That's a bunch of hooey, ladies and gentlemen. Grade A hooey. That's exactly what these people want. They want to see the video of President Trump in the orange jumpsuit with the white Crocs walking down the hallway with the cells on either side. But I'm telling you this, folks, the moment those cells shut and clang and they lock the president up behind bars, that's the moment he wins in a landslide. Now, you can say what you want to about the polling data out there, and a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about it. But I will say this, at this time, and polls can change, but at this time, the Democrats are pooping their pants. Oh, by the way, speaking of pooping the pants, did you see the video over the weekend of Joe Biden? And I don't know if you've seen this video, and I would love to hear from our audience on this. I don't want this to be like Poopgate, but I'm very curious about this particular video. So Biden and the wife, the Mrs., Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden, the elder abuser, she and the husband were like walking across the lawn, and all of a sudden Biden stops, and there's a little bit of – he's squatting a little bit, and he's – it's almost as if that moment, you know, when you pass gas and then something else happens, that's what it looks like. Everybody's talking about it. It's insane. But a lot of people are saying that that President Biden had an accident. And most of these people doing this are parents who say that they have, their children did the exact same thing that Joe Biden did. Now, I don't know if Biden pooped his pants or not, but it sure did look like it. So anyway, back to President Trump. The Democrats collectively are pooping their pants because they know that this polling data is catastrophic. As a matter of fact, there's a new survey out there showing an overwhelming number of young blacks and Hispanics are now voting for Donald Trump. And by the way, did you see the president's reception at the Formula One race over the weekend? It was unbelievable. People are out there and they're chanting. Well, we've got the audio. Cut 15. It goes on and on and on. And he was greeted like a triumphant general. And there were several beautiful young ladies, and they were they got to meet President Trump and say hello, and they were just so excited, so thrilled. America's young people have just had it with Joe Biden. They've had it with the Democrats. And it has nothing to do with the mean tweets. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has everything to do with the economy. There's a headline from the Gateway Pundit: Bidenomics is killing the American dream of owning your own home. A new study finds it is now cheaper to rent than it is to buy a home in the country's 50 largest metro areas. It's now putting serious pressure on home builders and sales. Is this true? It is more cost effective to rent a place to live than to own a home. This is according to Bankrate in a report that was published at the end of last month. While the cost of rent soared over the last few years, the cost of buying and owning a home has not only caught up to that rise in rent, but has eclipsed it as mortgage rates have begun rising and low home inventory have created higher prices. This is all blamed on Biden. 78% of Americans still believe that owning their own home is an integral part of the American dream. But 56% say their income prevents them from fulfilling that dream. 42% said home prices are too high. Huge. Bankrate analyzed 50 metro areas. The mortgage for a medium-priced home worth about $400,000 costs $2,700 a month, whereas rent only costs $1,979. If you're doing the math, that's a little over a 36% difference. In 21 of the metro areas, the cost of a monthly mortgage is 50% higher than renting. Young Americans see this. The Democrats are in for a look, because it's for the average American Democrat. All right. It's young Democrat. It's not about Palestine. Right. That's it. That is not even on their radar. They just want to be able to go out there and buy a house, and they're not able to do it. All right. Let's go to Ray in Tennessee. WTJS, our great affiliate there. All right, Ray, what do you think Trump ought to do here? Should he clam up? Should he obey the gag order? Or should he just keep talking?
I think Trump needs to go out, get himself an orange jumpsuit, and go and wear it to his rallies and say, "Here I am. Come and get me. I'm ready."
Oh, wow. That would be presidential level taunting right there.
I mean that would be his style, wouldn't it?
It would be. It's a good point. If he could, maybe an orange suit, you know, that with the same color, maybe the numbers on the pocket square.
Yeah, I mean, people would go crazy seeing that, and you think, just imagine how that would trigger the left.
Well, it would do that, Ray, and I think you're right about that. Let me ask you this though: they throw the president in jail. Do you think that that's going to hurt his reelection chances?
How are they going to throw him in jail? Are they going to the Secret Service has to protect them. They're gonna make some sales for the Secret Service to stay in?
That is a fair question. The Secret Service has been working out a plan. This is a real possibility that he could go to jail. So the question is, what does that look like for the Secret Service? Ray, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, that'll be a big issue. All right. Ray, appreciate the call. Ray says Trump ought to just show up at a rally, wear the orange jumpsuit, and say, come and get me. Come and get me. By the way, this is the story out of USA Today. Biden, 37%, Trump, 37%, as Hispanic, Black, and younger voters shift. This is a massive shift, ladies and gentlemen. And it's, I'm telling you, this is all good for Donald Trump. By the way, 8% of young people now supporting RFK Jr. He's a nut job. You know, early on, I was getting all these messages from folks. Why don't you have on RFK Jr.? He's the next Donald Trump. In what world is that remotely even possible? Are you kidding me? Folks, don't go after the next shiny object they're dangling in front of you. And that's the problem. A lot of people don't realize what it means to be a conservative in this country. So they go running after this and running after that. All right, let's go to Cordova, Tennessee. Original Bill on the line. OG Bill, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, everything's dandy. How about you?
Good, good, good. What's on your mind, Bill?
I was listening to Mike Huckabee the other night, and you were talking about what Trump should do about these fines. First of all, I say Trump needs to be Trump. And just like they said before, just keep on doing what Trump does. But Huckabee said Trump needs to take $10,000, this was when the fines were $9,000, in $1 bills, set it on the bench in front of the judge and tell him, here's my fine and an extra $1,000 just for the next one or whatever, you know. And I just got the biggest kick out of that, and I think that's exactly what Trump should do, kind of spit in the eye, so to speak.
I love it. I don't necessarily have a problem with that. All right, Bill, appreciate that call. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, 901-260-5926. Let me explain something here about what's going on with this Ole Miss story. They want to change the narrative. So keep in mind that the true victims here, right? This is, and it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what they say about the Jews. It doesn't matter what they say about white people. If they can somehow turn this issue back to race, then it all goes away and it all makes sense. At least that's how the Democrats are thinking here. And that's why they are so determined to make the Palestinian protest not about the Jews, but about black people. That's what they want to do. And the situation at Ole Miss, and again, look, I know you're gonna get crazy in the heat of the moment. That happens, but the reality is you can't do that. Can't do it. there is a double standard at play. That's just the way things are, folks. So you've got to keep your wits about you when you're in one of these situations. But it really doesn't matter, because ultimately the concern they've got is just a bunch of white guys singing the national anthem. And ultimately, I think that's what they're really upset about. All right. So Kristi Noem was on the Sunday shows, and she is just digging a hole. So I want to play some audio here. There are a couple of issues, and we'll get to some of these a little bit later on in the show. But Noem is saying that she's actually the victim here in all of this. And even though that the book falsely included excerpts about her meeting Kim Jong-un, and then there's the whole thing about the dog. Cut number two.
I want to ask you again about the book. I know you know this question is coming because there's been such an enormous backlash about your revelation that you shot and killed a wire hair pointer named Cricket, who is 14 months old. You say in the book she came from another family that struggled with her aggression. You'd been training her to hunt. She got too excited, ruined the hunt, and then attacked and killed some chickens. I wonder if you have regrets about sharing this story.
You know, Margaret, this book is filled with vulnerable, painful moments in my life, filled with times where I've made very difficult decisions. The reason that the story is in the book, because people need to understand who I am and some of those difficult decisions. This was a dangerous animal that was killing livestock and attacking people. And I had little children at the time. Our operation had many kids running around and people in interaction with the public. And I made a difficult choice. I think you're a mother too, and you have little kiddos. Would you make a choice between your children or a dangerous animal? And I think I would ask everybody in the country to put themselves in that situation, because that's what I faced. And I talk about it because what I'm tired of in this country is politicians who pretend to be something that they're not, that they aren't willing to have the hard conversations and look at the past and the tough decisions that they've made. What I talk about in the book extensively, when people are able to get it on Tuesday, is to see the whole story and the truth, not the spin that the media has put on this story. The media has put some or removed most of the facts, and what the reason this is in there is because I want people to know that I don't ask anybody else to take on my responsibilities. But I understood my responsibility, and as a mom, I made a choice between protecting my children and protecting them from a dangerous animal that was killing livestock and attacking people. And,
well,
and that's the decision that I made.
I described, I think, accurately how you wrote it up in the book. You didn't say the dog attacked people. You said it had tried to bite you. And I just wonder why you concluded that a young dog was untrainable and not just take it to a shelter.
All right. I would have liked to have heard the answer to that question. So we'll try to hunt down that. Look, I don't know what Kristi Noem was thinking. I really don't. Unless it was just to convey this idea that, you know, that I may be a very attractive looking governor, but I am mean as a snake and I will shoot your dog if you get in my way. I don't even know if that's what she was trying to convey. I think she's coming on the show this week, and so we'll try to ask her about all of that, and we'll be fair about it. But I'm telling you, it's rough. I mean, even folks like David Limbaugh are like, this is going to be a tough sell. By the way, Shanklin says, what about the goat? You know, she shot the goat, too, because the goat smelled. Musty, I think, was the word. She shot a goat because it smelled. And nobody's talking about the goat. Don't goat lives matter? Don't they matter? Yes. So, Todd, you say, Todd, what do you say? Well, let's just say Kristi Noem gets elected president. I think the first order of business is that she calls in, I don't know, Vladimir Putin. And what's a good? This is terrible. All right, let's just say that that Putin comes to the White House, right? First, you've got the Kristi Noem presidency. And so Putin comes to the White House for a confab. And Kristi says, Vladimir, why don't you bring your little chihuahua named Gorbachev? All right. So Vlad says, well, thank you. That's a mighty generous offer. So he walks into the Oval Office. He's got little Gorbachev, the Chihuahua, and Kristi Noemzer with a shotgun and just kills the dog. I guarantee you Russia would surrender right then and there. Or, I mean, God forbid, you know, you've got a staffer who's got a little BO issue, like Musty the Goat. Yeah, if I were you, I'd be having some right guard handy just in case. You don't. Just telling you. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. By the way, 5 o'clock Eastern, check out the Newsmax TV show. We have some terrific guests coming up on the TV show, so stick around for that coming up a little bit later on today. Also, our website is up and running. All sorts of great stories and videos for you to see. Go to ToddStearns.com, all free of charge, by the way, so we do not charge you a single penny because we know that money is tight in this crazy Bidenomics world. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're very honored to have David Gelman joining us, who is a Trump legal surrogate, also a criminal defense attorney and former prosecutor. David, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so just a little while ago, the judge, Juan Merchan, just slapped President Trump with a 10th gag order violation. What is this? $10,000 in fines. And I thought it was interesting the wording of his latest threat, David. He says not the president not could possibly go to jail, but would go to jail. Do you think that's really going to happen here? You think we could see the president behind bars?
You know, Todd, that's a great question, and I've been getting asked that all day. And the answer is no. I mean, it's never going to happen. And the reason being is, most likely it's because the prosecutors, if you're looking at it, they're not asking for jail. You know, they are only asking for the maximum fine of $1,000 per violation, which obviously is nothing for Donald Trump. So they're not wanting jail. The judge understands that if he tries to put President Trump in jail, number one, good luck, because they have that little thing called Secret Service, and that's going to make everything a lot very difficult for the jail and for the judge to do. But number two, that will literally give President Trump the election. And we all know what is all behind this sham trial. And that is the Biden administration, the Biden campaign. They are pulling the strings in the back with the DOJ. And that is why we are here today. And the judge, he is smart enough, and if you heard him in his statements, he even said front runner and maybe future president. So he is, you know, he's well aware of what's going on, and the reason being is most likely it's because, you know, there are people in his ear.
David, again, I'm with you. I think if President Trump is sent to jail, he wins in a landslide. As soon as the door clicks shut, I think the election is over at that point. But again, it just, I'm really concerned about the weaponization of our judicial system in this country. And I worry about people who are not Donald Trump, conservatives out there, and the fact that the justice system has been weaponized against them right now.
You know, Todd, you're exactly right, and you should be concerned. I'm concerned as well as a private citizen. You know, if the Justice Department and the Biden administration doesn't like what you're doing and it's against their narrative and against what they want to accomplish, they're going to get their fangs out and they are going to pursue you. any means necessary. Now, look, we don't have the same resources as Donald Trump. Most Americans, in fact, I'd pretty much venture to guess 99.9% of Americans don't have the same resources as Donald Trump. And it is very difficult and very costly to defend yourself when you are, you know, innocent. I mean, Donald Trump has spent millions and millions of dollars on all these different sham trials because of the Biden administration, because of the Biden DOJ. Now, if you are just a regular person, a Joe Schmo on the street, how are you possibly going to afford your defense? You're not. And that's exactly what the DOJ is banking on. They want individuals that if they are doing something against their wishes and they know that they can't afford legal representation because it's, again, going to cost them the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, that you are going to either do something or say something that is just going to go against your total beliefs, and you're going to be in a position that you really shouldn't be in the beginning. It's frankly a total disgrace of what's happening. It's illegal, and it really needs to be looked at, very closely. But the problem is nobody is doing anything about it right now, and that's another reason why Donald Trump needs to win the election coming up in November, because this can't be happening. I mean, our founding fathers are probably looking at this saying, this is not what we created. This is not what we signed up for.
David, I'm curious, going back to just the how all of this works and the nuts and bolts of it all. If the president is jailed on a gag order violation charge, how would the Secret Service, what would they do, and how would they be staged in the event the president is put in jail? I know there have been talks about this.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't know. I mean, look, just because they say you're going to go to jail, I would have to assume, due to the fact that it is the president or former president of the United States, Donald Trump, with Secret Service, and he's not going to go to Rikers Island and be surrounded by criminals. I would assume if they did that, number one, that's going to be appealed immediately, but they would probably have to work out something where it'd be like a form of a house arrest or something like that, because you can't put the president into a jail for an unconstitutional gag order. I mean, again, this is something that should have never happened. The only reason that this gag order is even in existence is because the judge is a very conflicted judge who shouldn't be the judge here anyway. He should have recused himself because of all the conflicts he has. Specifically, his daughter is profiting off of this trial as we speak. So it's a totally unconstitutional thing. So again, this is going to be appealed immediately. It's already being appealed. But in the event that the judge does say, you know, President Trump, you're going to jail, that's going to be appealed as immediately as well. But again, he can't go to a jail. There's no way. The Secret Service would never allow it. The federal law enforcement would never allow and dictate to have that happen.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, David, but we are all in uncharted waters here, and I suspect when it's all said and done, that's what they're going to try to do, and if they do that, it will set off a constitutional crisis. David, appreciate your great insight. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Todd. Take care.
All right. David Gelman, everybody, who is a Trump legal surrogate. Of course, President Trump hit with that 10th gag order violation just a little while ago. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. What is my number one rule when it comes to coffee? Folks, it's no burnt coffee. This is why I do not like Starbucks. It's burnt, right? It tastes burnt, and it's like $6 for a cup of coffee. And that's why I'm excited about some brand new friends of our program, First Cup Coffee, and I am sipping right now a cup of their delicious Washington Blend coffee. This is a patriotic, faith-based coffee house, and folks, I'm telling you, the coffee is absolutely delicious. You can get their freshly roasted beans delivered in ground or whole bean texture. Or you could do what I do, which is the pods. And I've got a pod. I've got the machine downstairs, the Keurig. You can also buy it in bulk. 11 roast profiles available. There is a flavor for every freedom-loving American patriot. And again, they don't sell burnt coffee like Starbucks and the others do. The best part about it is you can actually subscribe and you can get all sorts of incredible, great discounts, very reasonable price. All you have to do is go to firstcup.com. That's firstcup.com. Use the code Todd and you're going to save an additional 10% on your order. And if you subscribe, you're going to save an additional 10% for the life of your subscription. Now, again, I'm working my way through the coffees, but I'm telling you the Washington blend is absolutely delicious. And you gotta check out some of their other blends. Just wonderful coffee and all with a great mission. And here's the deal. They support mission work across the globe. We're talking about building churches, Bible colleges, and funding missionaries. They also stand for core values like faith, family, and building community across the nation. So again, go check them out, folks. I'm sipping a cup of their product right now, and it's delicious. Firstcup.com. That's firstcup.com. Use the code Todd, and you're going to save an additional 10% on your order. All right, big tornadoes. Getting ready to pound the parts of the Midwest, including a lot of folks over in the Bartlesville area in Oklahoma. Also, our good friends over at KQAM in Wichita. So you folks pay attention to your local radio stations and be safe out there. And apparently it's going to get bad in the Mid-South coming up tomorrow and into Wednesday. So we'll keep you updated. And that's yet another reason why you need to listen to radio, folks, because radio stations are going to keep you safe. And when the lights go out, the radio stations, well, they're still on the air. So you gotta love that. All right, let's go to North Carolina, WHKP, our great affiliate there. Robert, what's on your mind, Robert?
How are you today, Todd?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind, Robert?
Well, I was just thinking about Donald Trump. They put a gag order on him. He's running for president. Shouldn't he be allowed to speak? I mean, he's got constituents out there who love to hear him talk. So, you know, and I don't understand how they can gag order somebody who's running for president. You know, he's got to get out there and talk and put himself out there.
Well, this is true, and he is running for president, and you're right. He should have the opportunity to have his say, and if he feels like he's getting the short end of the stick, if he's getting run out of town, then I think the president deserves to be able to say what needs to be said.
I do, too. Another thing, Todd, I think about the uniform. Y'all talking about a suit now. You ought to have like a 00047 on it. Just to give them an idea who's going to be sitting there,
47. I love it. I love what you did there.
To wrap it around on him. I hope he does.
All right. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. All right, Robert. Thank you very much. Appreciate you calling in. 901-260-5926. Oh, where is that story? There is a survey that's been done about presidential contenders or vice presidential contenders. And, you know, it's interesting. Over the weekend at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump had a big shindig, and a lot of people are talking about the folks who were at that gathering. And now they're suggesting that this was actually a tryout for the vice presidential spot on the ticket. And I'm curious, who do you like as Trump's vice president? And it's fascinating because there are some good names on this list. But one of the ones that really has people talking is Doug Burgum. Now, remember old Doug from the debates? I like Doug Burgum. As a matter of fact, he seemed to make about as much sense as anybody else up there. So Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, and he's a small town guy, world-class business leader, very successful. And he's worth about $1.1 billion. So he and Trump kind of speak the same language here. But Burgum is he's not a conservative on a lot of the social issues of the day. But from a fiscal perspective, this guy is a rock-solid conservative, and I like him. So anyway, Burgum, this is, where is this list here? Oh, yes, here we go. So there is a betting, an online betting website, and they've updated the GOP vice presidential odds, and it just got updated a few moments ago. So here are the top five takeaways. Tim Scott, his odds have gone from 14 to 1 to 4 to 1. Doug Burgum's odds have gone from 500 to 1 to 4 to 1. J.D. Vance from 250 to 1 to 5 to 1. So the top five contenders are Scott Burgum, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, and Tulsi Gabbard. So I will say this, Christy Noem, you're not looking good. Not looking good. A lot of dog lovers out there. Not so many goat lovers, but a lot of dog lovers. So I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, who do you like as Trump's VP? Some of the others on the list, and these the top five are Burgum, Scott, Vance, Rubio, and Gabbard. But the others on the list here, Ben Carson, Elise Stefanik, Lee Zeldin, Christy Noem, Mike Flynn, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., come on. Then we've got Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Pompeo, Haley, Huckabee Sanders, Byron Donalds, and Tucker Carlson. So I'm curious, who do you like, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Kenny in Indiana. All right, Kenny, who do you like?
Yeah, I like Dr. Ben Carson, but then when I heard about him doing
we'll take you there, Kenny. Ben Carson, thank you very much for calling in. Dr. Ben Carson, ladies and gentlemen, who do you like? 901-260-5926. Oh, the Washington Post. They are now becoming apologists for Hamas. You can't make this up. So here's the deal, and can we talk to our gay listening audience for just a moment here? And I think by and large they know this, the LGBT community. Here goes. So the Muslim people do not like you. And the Islamists over across the big pond there, they would rather you die. As a matter of fact, there was some video circulating over the weekend, and one of these imams says, even if you decide that you don't want to be gay again, the fact that you're gay, you have to die. That's it. There's no, you cannot make good on that, and according to these Islamists. And that's why they're beheading gay people, and they're throwing gay people off of buildings, and they're doing horrible, awful in committing these egregious atrocities against gay people. And here on this program, we want you to come and live in this country and live your life however you want to live your life. That's what makes America great. May not necessarily agree with it, but you go be you. Embrace the Constitution. So anyway, we've been trying to explain this to the radical gays that are out there celebrating Hamas, and these are very radical, dangerous people. And the Washington Post says, well, you know what? There's really not much of a difference with what's happening in Gaza and what's happening with how gay people are treated in Florida and Texas. Cut 13.
How do you reconcile the way marginalized groups, many of the people in these marginalized groups, obviously they are fighting for Palestine, right, for the Palestinians and for what's happening in Gaza. But yet in Gaza, they would not have any freedom.
They don't have freedoms in Texas and Florida. Does that mean?
But they don't. But I understand that. But Taylor,
Texas? That's
Taylor,
absurd.
I'm a member of the LGBTQ community. If I go to Texas, yes, they're not going to throw me off of a roof.
Well, a little truth bomb from Don Lemon. Who would have thought that would have happened? Well said, Mr. Lemon. All right. 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Well, a little pro-Palestinian thugs and thugettes are discovering that there are consequences in life. And I love this. Arizona State University, one of the little girls, she's going boo-hoo now. She got arrested for protesting on campus, and it turns out she will not be able to graduate. Cut number six.
I mean, I'm a little disappointed. I'm being restricted from a lot of things right now, that I didn't expect to be, for standing up for something that I believe in. You know, I have family coming in who I have to let them know to, you know, not come to my graduation ceremonies. I am glad that there is a guarantee that my courses will be taken care of, so I don't have to worry necessarily about my graduation requirements and the fact that I will earn my degree as I have spent the past 4 years doing. But I'm just disappointed. I mean, I'm a 2020 high school grad, so I wasn't able to walk then. And so, you know.
What am I going to do? Is,
I'm not able to walk now.
Knowing, you know, what you know now, would, and, you know, like you said, you were standing up for a cause, would you do it again?
I mean, yeah, I would. I was doing what I believed was right, and I still believe it to be right. I would stand up for the cause again, even if it means something negative to me, because like the cause is so much harm has been done to all of those people already. I am safe, I am fine. I might not graduate and that might harm future job prospects and stuff like that, but I'm not like in physical danger. I'm not constantly worried about being hurt or being forced from my home or anything like that. I would absolutely stand up again and protest again.
Yes, I would protest again because I'm an idiot. My mother's gonna kill me. Yeah, it's tragic. It kind of tugs at your heartstrings a little bit. Then you catch a whiff of these people, and you're like, whoo, we are. Yeah, I know you need a hug, but try taking a shower first. It's really unfortunate. By the way, why is it, and I'm curious, I want to even open up the phone lines on this, because it was a long flight coming back yesterday. It's only like a 45-minute flight, but The weather was bad. We got stuck on the tarmac in Atlanta, and I had nothing to do but just sit there and think. And I was thinking to myself, why is it that all of these far left protesters are so butt ugly and smell? Why is that? What are the odds? What are the chances of that just being like the norm? I mean, when you see the crowds of young people that are supporting America, and the fraternity brothers and the sorority sisters, and they're out there. They're waving the American flag. I've been told Vineyard Vines is really no longer cool. It's a Patagonia, which is what the children are wearing these days. But they're all clean, and the clothes are pressed, and they're smiling, and they look happy. By and large, they have their original hair color, except for the blondes. And then you look on the other side, and by the way, they're all in shape, and they look athletic. And then on the other side, and you got a bunch of smelly lard butts. Why is that? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. It seems to me like, I don't know, Irish Spring or one of the soap companies could really do a great commercial, right? I'm not painting with a broad brush, Dylan. I've been out there to cover these protests. And man, does it stink. And I don't mean any disrespect. I just want them to go take a shower. What's wrong with that? Why can't you? You know, while you're out there chanting free, free Palestine, just, you know, maybe turn on the sprinklers and give everybody some soap. All right. This story from Atlanta. A cookie company over there is under attack. And this is a terrible story, really. It is. It's called Allie's Cookies over by Emory University. And the owners of the company came here 2 years ago from Israel, husband and wife, young couple, by the way, and they moved here. They served in the Israeli Defense Forces, and they are super pro-Israel. And so they've been very supportive of the nation of Israel. They, they've been doing whatever they can. They fly the Israeli flag. So anyway, they've been coming under attack for weeks now. The first threat came by way of a postcard saying, gas the Jews. And now the cookie company has come under a literal assault. They've had paint splattered on the walls, windows broken. Some idiot stormed into the cookie store, started harassing customers. And there's been a boycott launched against Allie's Cookies because they're pro-Israel. And business is down 50% since October the 7th. The husband and wife have had to take extra jobs just to make ends meet. Now, some of you may be wondering, okay, why are we talking about this? Why are we talking about a cookie shop near Emory University? Well, the reason why is because the neighborhood is infested with anti-Semites. By the way, same thing happened in 1930s Germany. Jewish-owned businesses were targeted with boycotts. Many of them were vandalized, paint splattered, windows broken. Sound familiar? What is old is now new again, but this time it's all happening right here in America. It's a terrible thing that's happening in this country. And for all of you Christians who might be saying, well, you know, they're not attacking us. No, they will, and they are, but they're using the courts to attack you. So the race between Biden and Trump is heating up, by the way, 901-260-5926. All this week, Rob Schmidt on Newsmax is exposing the secret billionaires who want to radically change America and the election, billionaires like George Soros. But do you know the real agenda? These billionaires back no-bail prosecutors, and they've turned our cities into chaos. So Rob Schmidt is now exposing their dangerous plan for America. Someone has stopped Trump, and he's spending big to do it. It's all in Rob's series, The Secret Billionaires, on Newsmax tonight. You can get Newsmax on all major cable systems. Remember, you can sign up for Newsmax Plus. You can watch it anywhere. With Newsmax Plus, you get Newsmax's great shows and so much more. Millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax, so sign up today. NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. Let's go to Dennis in Georgia, WDUN. Going to be there next Monday. Going to be a lot of fun. Hi, Dennis. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'll tell you, I wish it was hair. But anyway, I just have to agree with you so much, Todd. I'm an 80-year-old guy. I guess that makes me an old man. But these people just, they need to clean their act up. I mean, maybe someone would take them serious, but It just amazes me every time. I shouldn't say it. You're always talking about the Republican women are beautiful. I got a beautiful Republican wife, but every time I see a Democrat woman, they look like the inside of an old catcher's mitt. I mean, yes, that Johnny Bench might have used when he was spitting tobacco juice. I mean,
weathered and worn.
Weathered and worn. But hey, Todd, we enjoy your show so much. We sit out in our garage. That's how exciting a life we have to listen to you every day.
Well, Dennis, thank you for that, and we're really excited about coming to town very soon. We've got all the details on our website, and of course, we'd love for you to come out and join us for the big shindig coming up next week. It's going to be a lot of fun downtown at WDUN's new studios, right there on the town square.
Well, I'll tell you what, my wife Andy and I will plan on coming.
Wonderful! So it's going to be May 13th. And get this, Dennis, you'll actually be able to watch the show. We're going to do the whole show there, so you'll be able to watch it in person. And then 3 to 5 o'clock Eastern, we're going to be doing a big book signing. So anyway, bring your friends, Dennis, and bring a lawn chair, and we're going to have a great time there at WDUN coming up in, next Monday. So going to be a lot of fun. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You know, it's true. Dennis said that conservative women are the most beautiful women. It is true. I don't know what it is, but their countenance, it's and not just their outward beauty, but also their inward beauty, their hearts, their minds. Just those big, beautiful, huge conservative minds. And we're just blessed, conservative men of America. We are blessed. All right, let's go to Chris in North Carolina. Chris, who do you like for Trump's VP?
I pick Marco Rubio.
Oh, what do you like about Rubio?
Well, I thought that in 2020 in the debates, he was very informative about the foreign countries, and that could be very helpful for right now. I thought he was very professional and informed, very intelligent. I think he'd make a good partner with Mr. Donald Trump.
All right. Well, we've got you down then, Marco Rubio. And, a lot of people say he would be very solid. He's done a good job of keeping, he's been keeping to himself lately. He's been weighing in on the right issues. And, of course, had a very unfortunate run the last go around. But you never know. You never know, Chris. All right. Well, I appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. All right. Maxine Waters. Oh, she's upset with all of us. And she wants the Justice Department to go after right wingers. Cut 16.
This is a man who we better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department, and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with, who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, what communities they're going to attack.
Woo-wee-hoo, doggy. Yes, diddy. Yes, hoo. All right, Maxine. All right, Dylan. We got to get ourselves up in the hills and the hollers. Apparently, that's where they think all of us right-wingers live. Woo! They got them banjos and pickup trucks and running around in their wife beater T-shirts, and they got them overalls and no shoes on. They got them chickens in the front yard. Hee-hoo! Now, I just want to remind you of who we're talking about here. We're talking about Congresswoman, Congress gal, Maxine Waters, who told an angry mob in Los Angeles to go after and target Trump supporters.
Everybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
All right. So this was happening back in 2016, ladies and gentlemen, when Maxine Waters and her minions, she was telling them, you go and hunt down. You go and hunt down them varmints. Ooh-wee. That's what Maxine Waters is all about. And by the way, just in case you thought, well, it was a slip of the tongue. You know how it is. Right before you get ready to burn down a city block and you're jazzed up and you, it's something. Sometimes you just say stuff that you don't mean to say. Well, she was asked about this the following day on MSDNC.
You know, I have no sympathy for these people that are in this administration who, you know it's wrong what they're doing on so many fronts, but they tend to not want to confront this president or even leave, but they know what they're doing is wrong. And I want to tell you, for these members of his cabinet who remain and try to defend him, they're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. They're not going to be able to stop at a gas station. They're not going to be able to shop at a department store. The people are going to turn on them. They're going to protest. They're going to absolutely harass them until they decide that they're going to tell the president, no, I can't hang with you. This is wrong. This is unconscionable. We can't keep doing this to children.
I'm sorry, hanging with you? Was she advocating lynching there? Is that what Maxine Waters was doing? By the way, who is she talking about, these people? What do you mean by these? Who are you talking about, Maxine? Who are you calling these people, woman? What you be talking about? I'm just saying, folks, these are very dangerous individuals. And so now Maxine Waters wants the Justice Department to dispatch the revenuers up to the hills and the hollers where all the right-wingers live. You can't make this up. Let's go to Diane in Maine, WLOB. All right, Diane, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. How are you today?
I'm good, Diane. I got to get up to the hills and hollers and check on my right-wingers.
Well, I got something to say about that, too, Todd. So I got a few things, and I want to say it real quickly because I know you're always time constrained here. First of all, I've been following the court cases with Trump, and I want the American people, it's all public knowledge, that Biden in the Ukraine deal that he went through, that he was told by the government of the United States not to hold back that $1 billion and not to prosecute that prime minister over there. That's all public records, but he went against the government like he usually does. And the Republicans, they're so weak and they have no guts, including Mike Johnson, to follow this through with subpoenas, et cetera. De Niro and Maxine Waters says that if Trump gets elected, we're going to have chaos in the streets. Well, four young men, sheriffs, were fatally ambushed and shot a week and a half ago, just delivering a warrant. But that's not chaos with these pigs that are in Washington, D.C. right now. And the men that held up our flag at Chapel Hill University, they should take that picture, send it to the halls of Congress, and hang it up. So we'll know what flag to be flagging around and waving. Not the Russian flag, not the Ukrainian flag, and not the Palestinian flag, but oh glory, because Congress obviously doesn't know what flag we're flying.
Yeah,
thank you, Todd.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Diane. No, absolutely. And honestly, watching those young men at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, you know, protecting our flag and making sure it did not touch the ground, that photograph is one of the iconic images in American history. And I'm with you. I would love to see that image displayed on the U.S. Capitol. Maybe, you know, we'll check in with some of our friends up on Capitol Hill, and we'll see what we can't do about that. All right, Diane, God bless you. Another beautiful conservative woman, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Hey, don't forget, firstcup.com. Go check them out during the break. Get the Washington blend. It's delicious.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right, I love this American ride. Right.
hills and hollers. I'm looking for the rat wingers. I'm looking for all you smelly Walmart people. I'm looking for all you Trump supporters. You mega people. You mega people. In your white Bader t-shirts, in your overalls, in your bare feet. Running around the yard, squealing like a pig. Suey! Suey! We're going to get you. We're going to get you. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program, broadcasting from an undisclosed location in the hills and hollers of America. So Maxine Waters, just mere moments ago, Maxine Waters suggesting that the Justice Department needs to go after all of you right-wingers because you apparently live in the hills of America. No, let's play that soundbite, please. Cut 16.
This is a man who we better be careful about, and I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department, and I'm going to ask the President to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with, who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, what communities they're going to attack.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Andy Biggs joins us. Congressman, are you up in the hills plotting something right now? Is that what you're doing?
I cannot. I'm at I can't tell you where I am. I'm at an undisclosed secure location, Todd. So I'm up in the hills or out in the desert or on the sea. I don't know. I can't tell you, man.
Fair.
She's crazy.
This is nuts. And yet she's the one that was out there from day one telling her supporters to target Trump supporters and conservatives.
That's exactly right. And when she did, I filed a censure motion that Paul Ryan tabled. Didn't want that going forward. He said it'd make her a martyr. But the reality is, if you want to see where violence originates, in the summer of 2020, you saw BLM, Antifa, whole summer, billions of dollars, dozens of people killed. You see it going on the campuses today, something like 47, 50 campuses, craziness. They take over buildings. They threaten people's lives. They assault police officers. I mean, if there is a group of people that's violent, it's the hard left. And when Donald Trump wins, because he is going to win, because this crazy judge in New York is going to really seal the deal for President Trump, when that happens, you're going to see rioting come out. But it isn't going to be from Republicans or right-wing people or conservatives or whatever else she thinks we are. It's her and her people, because her rhetoric is always violent.
It always is. And typically, whenever the left is accusing conservatives of doing something, they're the ones that are actually responsible for doing it. And Congressman, we've seen this time and time again. I want to ask you, though, about what happened on the University of North Carolina campus, UNC, where you had these incredible young men and even the chancellor, the interim chancellor, out there protecting Old Glory from being desecrated. And here you have these young men. They were being pelted with rocks and bottles and water, and they stood their ground. And we had one of our callers suggest something, and I wanted to pass it along to you. They said that image, that photograph, needs to be displayed on Capitol Hill.
Agree, 100%. And the rumor mills behind the scenes right now, a little bit quiet, is that there's going to be legislation to kind of tip our hat to them and show respect to them for what they did. That was really, really good. I mean, and then you take a look at, it wasn't just them. I mean, what they did, that image needs to show the fight and the grit that conservatives have, especially young conservatives. But don't forget, I mean, there's the image, we cheer the frat boys at the ASU who helps tear down the encampment with the police involvement. You know, I mean, this happened on a number of campuses where the conservatives actually got out and defended the freedoms that we enjoy and showed the difference between the radical. By the way, these are professionals. A lot of these are professional protesters. So the radical left professional protesters and this just the good-hearted, patriotic American young people.
Congressman, when you look at what's happening at Columbia, they just announced they're canceling their main graduation ceremony. They don't think they can control these pro-Hamas mobs out there. And I'm wondering, I know Speaker Johnson's calling for the president's resignation over this of the university. Is Johnson going to be able to save his job this week?
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats have already come in and said that they're going to save him, that they're going to vote en masse for him. Their leadership put out a statement last week. So I think the way the process goes, if you want me to review it, I think the process is going to be today or tomorrow, probably Marjorie Taylor Greene will introduce what we call a privileged motion. I think that somebody will move to table that motion, which means to basically dismiss that motion, put it in a drawer somewhere so it doesn't get voted on. And the Democrats are going to vote for it, and probably the majority of Republicans will vote for it.
What about yourself?
I'm going to vote against the motion to table. This is a privileged motion. It should go forward. It's real hard to think of how to defend Mike Johnson, but in reality, we should have the debate at least, and we should have the vote. But we're not. I don't think they want to get there, that's where I am.
No, again, I think at this late stage, it's, I get it. I understand why MTG is doing it, I think. But the reality is I'm not sure at this late stage that we need this chaos. I think we need to be focused on Donald Trump and getting that man back into the White House. You may or may not agree with that, but that's sort of where I'm at right now on all of this stuff with the speaker. Very disappointed in him.
Yeah, I'm really where you are. I think we should have the debate because we all know what the outcome is going to be. But the reality is job one is to get Donald Trump elected. Job two is you have to get the Senate back and the House, because if you don't, they're just going to impeach Donald Trump. If it's the House, like the last 2 years of President Trump's, when Nancy Pelosi was the speaker, if the Democrats have it again, it's going to be impeachment on steroids. They've already said they're going to be prepared to impeach him on day one. So you would look at him getting inaugurated on January 20th, 2025, and on January 21st, would anticipate the first of several impeachment processes that they would just roll out. And you know what? They don't care what truth is. They don't care what fairness is. They don't care about anything. But Donald Trump is, for whatever reason, the bête noir of the hard left in America today. And I think it just indicates that he is the only one that can step up and actually try to drain this swamp and beat back the D.C. cartel.
Congressman Andy Biggs is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Of course, Congressman, there are grave concerns about what's happening at the border. We're looking at some numbers from Fox. You're having hundreds of Chinese nationals now being apprehended in San Diego. And, of course, we all saw the videos of the boats just pulling in on the California coast, and it just tons of illegals just pouring out. Nothing's being done about that. What's the latest there on securing the border?
Well, this is another problem for Mike Johnson. He said this would be our number one issue, but he gave away every piece of leverage we had to try to get enforcement. So it is. I was just down there a week or so ago and just standing there watching people come in, just group after group come in. And that's what you see. And the number one corridor for gotaways, and that's one of the areas I think we really have to be very, very concerned about, is the Tucson sector. And they're coming up, and that's where literally tens of thousands of gotaways every month come through there. And we believe many of them are Chinese, and some of them from Mideastern countries that wish us ill. Many are from Venezuela, which has ties to Hamas and Hezbollah. So what's happening on the border is it's porous, it's open, it's dangerous. We could have clubbed this down if the speaker would have used proper leverage on any of these bills that we've done in the last, since he's been speaker, but he didn't do it. Mm. And, Biden administration, they love this. This is by design. This is what they wanted. And I'm just... I'm incredibly concerned. I'll be back at the border this Friday. We're going to have a hearing down at the border again to try to actually raise more awareness, even in our own speaker.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. As always, appreciate your good words. And, of course, Friday, you're going to have a pretty busy day because there's going to be a big gathering in Arizona at the border. Is that right?
That's correct. We're going to be down there. Judiciary is having a committee hearing down there in southern Arizona. And we're going to have, some ranchers, some victims of what's going on, you're going to have some law enforcement there. So I'm just telling you, there's a lot to hear. It'll be important. We want to continue to raise the awareness.
All right. Well, Congressman, safe travels back to the district, and we sure do appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thanks, Todd. Good to be with you.
All right. Congressman Andy Biggs out of Arizona's 5th Congressional District, also a member of House Judiciary and Oversight. 901-260-5926 is our number. Let's go to Mike in Memphis, Tennessee. KWAM, our great affiliate there, wants to weigh in on the border crisis. Hey, Mike, what you got for us?
Greetings, Todd. Earlier you talked about history repeating itself, and if you look back prior to the Civil War, they claimed they had a potato famine where the Irish were being starved out. There was no famine. They were shipping the potatoes to Great Britain. But anyway, they had hundreds of thousands of Irish young men coming to this country prior to the Civil War. And then just before the Civil War kicked off, they said, if you will fight with the Union Army, we will make you U.S. citizens. They've got millions of Chinese fighting-age men in this country. This has been going across the northern border as well as the southern border. And it's being overlooked. It's not being talked about. They have the effectiveness of a standing army. And there are people that are trying to create the illusion of a civil war. The reality is that they've got a standing army in this country right now. And if they agreed to give them citizenship or cover, they could repeat the same thing all over again. There's a book called The Irish Brigade, and it explains all this. And they're doing the same thing.
Mm. All right, Mike. Yeah, look, it's a good thought. And that has been a grave concern of mine, and not just the illegals coming across the border, but also when you look at what's happening on our university campuses, they are radicalizing so many of our young people. There was crazy video circulating over the weekend of American college kids converting to Islam on their university campuses. That is another threat. And to your point, we've got there is going to be great unrest in this country as we go through the summer months. And it's all been planned and coordinated, and it's all meant to destabilize this country.
It looks like they don't want to have an election. And easiest way, if they have to pull the nuclear trigger and start a war internally in this country, they'll do whatever they have to stop the election.
And it's being laid out there for us. I mean, they're not being really secret about the whole thing. You're absolutely right. Mike, I hate to do this. I am super late for a break. Thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Dan in Georgia. Hi, Dan. What's going on?
I was just calling. I've been getting some TV commercials here in Georgia for about a year and a half with Christy Noem, and I thought it was strange that we were seeing her commercials, so I felt like she was setting herself up for a bid for the vice presidential run, and I was actually leaning toward her until this latest book thing, and she lost me only because she fumbled, and I feel like she should have just owned up to the questions and not tried to deny them or get around them. But then I like Vivek Ramaswamy, but my choice would not be him either. It would be Tim Scott. I like Tim Scott. He's right in line with President Trump, and he's very similar. I've compared to Rush Limbaugh, the late great Rush Limbaugh, Snurdly. I think Snurdly was able to do a lot of things that Rush wanted to do, and Snurdly could say them and get away with it and get the point across. And I think Tim Scott would also be a great president after the next 4 years. He would be ready, and he'd make us a great president for 8 years after President Trump.
All right.
And I'm 54 years old. I wear overalls. I wear a MAGA hat. I drive a 1994 and I chew a cigar. And if I was anywhere but Gainesville, Georgia, they might drag me out of the truck and beat me to death.
Well, don't look. I'm saying you be proud of that, Dan. That's a good thing. By the way, Dan, you got to come by and visit with us next Monday. We're going to be in Gainesville over at WTUN, their brand new studios on the square. And we're going to have a lot of fun over there doing the whole show.
I look forward to it.
All right, Dan. Appreciate it. Got to wear those overalls, too. That's all I'm saying. All right. So let me ask you, what about Kristi Noem? Do you really think that it's over for her? She also claimed to have met Kim Jong-un. Cut number one.
So you write about lessons learned in leadership, and you bring up some specific incidents I want to ask you about. You talk about meeting some world leaders and one specific one. Quote, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor, after all. Did you meet Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage. And I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. As soon as it was brought to my attention, we went forward and have made some edits. So I'm glad that this book is being released in a couple of days and that those edits will be in place and that people will have the updated version.
Stop. All right. So that's not how it works. The books are already published. So unless you're just going to burn all of the books that have been printed and start all over again, that means the book's not coming out this week. So that leads me to a question, and we'll ask Governor Noem this question on Thursday. Did she actually write the book? Or was this done with a ghostwriter? And look, for the most part, by and large, most of the people in politics, most of the people in conservative talk radio do not write their own books. They have ghostwriters. And you would never know that. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, if you've got an issue like that, that tells me Kristi Noem did not even read her own book, even after it was written for her. So I'm not sure I'm buying that argument. It's all very strange. 901-260-5926 is our number. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. By the way, the president yesterday was just in such a great mood. And so well received by the Formula One race fans there in Miami. I got a chance to meet with the winner. It was just a lot of fun. And it was exciting to see a president who is still able to walk, who's able to smile and think and able to formulate sentences. Man, I do miss that. I don't know about you, but I miss that. By the way, bad news for all of you Democrats out there. Cut number five.
And Biden seems to be struggling with key demographic groups that he would need to win and win big if he stands a chance of being reelected.
John, there is significant softness in the support for Joe Biden among core Democrats. In this poll, he's carrying black voters by 61 points. Well, that sounds like a lot, but he carried them by 84 points back in 2020. Latino voters, a very slight Biden edge in this poll, but it was a 21-point advantage in the exit polls back in 2020. And among younger voters under 30, we're actually seeing Trump with a slight edge. That was a big win for Biden last time around. It's particularly stark to see that difference among voters of color. Black voters under age 50, far less likely in this poll to say they're supporting Joe Biden than older black voters.
So there you go. President Biden's support with black voters, Hispanic voters, young people under 30, all tanking. I'm telling you, it's got to make you feel good. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So, my call screener says we have downtown Ricky Brown on from Jackson, Tennessee. Hi, Ricky. What's going on? Do I call you downtown or Ricky?
Well, that's the radio name. It's your good friend and probably your biggest fan in West Tennessee, Mr. Constable, our Frankie Lax. He tagged that name on me years ago when they was redoing downtown Jackson, and I was pouring some concrete for Mayor Farmer. And Frankie walked up and he said, "You're downtown Ricky Brown." I said, "What does that mean?" Of course, millions of dollars later, obviously they knew how to sell it. How you doing, Todd?
Well, downtown, I'm doing well. So I understand you were chair of the Madison County Trump campaign back in 2016. How do you feel about 2024?
I'm going to kind of pattern myself a little bit. And in those days, he was more conservative than what we are now. You remember a governor named Ned McWhorter?
Now, I don't think our national audience would be familiar with that, but I do remember. Okay. Yes. So, okay.
Okay. Well, here's my point. I'm cautiously optimistic. Obviously, he will probably carry Tennessee. But here's the message I want to put out to every state, every locality, and every voter. I totally agree with the hypnosis that this may be the last chance that we can save the country as we know it. Obviously, folks, don't sit at home and assume everybody, all your friends and neighbors and good folks are going to go vote for President Trump. The only way you know for sure is you go vote yourself. Make sure you go. I'd rather be really surprised, Todd, than be disappointed. So we can't sit at home this time. This is, I think, President Trump absolutely is correct when he says this may be our last opportunity to save the country as we know it. And Todd, this is not going to sound pretty. I'm an old radio TV guy, so bear with me a minute. Me and my daughter were out at a local box store a couple weeks ago. Now, I want every vote, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I think so many people are beginning to see what kind of shape our country is really in. But we got up to the checkout. My daughter looked around and she said, "Daddy, did you see what I see?" I said, "No. What are you talking about?" She said, "Look around." Now, this is 5:00, South Jackson, fairly sort of a semi-retirement area, big box store, 200-300 people in there. Todd, forgive me. Please forgive me. Not going to go inappropriate or anything, but this, as President Trump, sometimes the truth offends. We looked around the room. And I don't have a problem with this per se if they're legal. But did you know my daughter and I were the only two white Caucasians in that building? Now, I'm not uncomfortable, but I'm just saying, compare that to pre-Joe Biden that we've got in office now. People was able to come here. My wife is from Thailand. She went through all the procedures. She went through all the hoops, jumped, passed all the medical, the whole thing during the military. What I'm trying to simply say, I have never in my lifetime, I'm 64, Todd, I cannot remember, and I'm going to reach out to all the thousands of millions of people listening. Have you ever seen a president of the United States in the White House in the history of this nation that did not support the rule of law and law enforcement in this country? I'm calling on every citizen in this country to step forward if you want to help President Trump save this country.
Well, yeah, look, I'm not quite sure, and I have no idea what was happening at that big box store or, you know, why people were there. I have no idea. Were they law-abiding? I mean, was there a ruckus?
Everybody was in there shopping around.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, it was legal. I mean, it wasn't. But my point is, Todd, we are going away. We are going away. And we've got to – I think there's room for everybody.
Oh, are you talking about, like, replacement theory?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
We are the dinosaur, Todd, and I know that sounds inappropriate, but I don't want to cause any harm to any other race of people. I'm just saying all people need to band together if you want to save this country, because we are absolutely being surrounded by, maybe they're legal, I don't know. But you got middle America folks.
Well,
you got
I will say,
coming in.
Oh, you mean Middle East? Yes, I see where you're going with this, and I, I think there is something to this, that you've got million. I mean, not just millions downtown. You've got like tens of millions of illegals that are coming across that border. And by and large, most of them are from south of the border countries. But, you know, you've got tens of thousands of people coming across from China. You've got the Middle Eastern terrorists coming across. You've got just enough of a mix to cause great mayhem and unrest in this country. And I think that's the point. And that's what keeps me up at night.
I want to ask you, close, if I may.
Real quick.
Radio guy. And I'll hang up and listen to it. What is your opinion, either way the election goes in November? Of course, nobody's got a magic ball. But what do you see happening now the election if Trump is elected? Todd, and listen, great honor. I tune in every day. I'll tell Frankie that we talk.
Well, thank you, Downtown. Look, that's a great question. I think Trump is going to win, and I think there will be great unrest in the streets. I really do. That's what I think is going to happen. I think the left is going to become unhinged, and I think that we're going to see a lot of problems. But you know what? Trump's going to play hardball, and I do believe that Donald Trump, at the end of the day, will start deporting all of these illegals. Now, as far as the whole replacement theory, you know what needs to happen? We need the Catholics and the Mormons. Start having more babies. And all you Baptists, too. You got to start having more babies. That's what it's all about. It's very simple. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, all you folks out in Oklahoma and Kansas, be on the lookout this evening. The big tornadoes, they're saying it could get really nasty out there across parts of Oklahoma, Wichita, Kansas, all you folks under the gun. So be sure to listen to your local radio station and be ready. Get those batteries just in case. All right, I want to play some audio. This is one of these. We talked about this earlier today. These LGBT folks that are out there marching with the pro-Hamas mob. I don't understand this. So you've got this this one individual, and they're out there. This guy's praising Hamas, even though he would be killed if he actually lived in Gaza right now. Cut 7.
So there's been this talking point going around that I'd really like to address, which is that, oh, you know, you're gay and Hamas would do X, Y, and Z to gay people. And how could you support blah, blah, blah? Because, you know, they would just have you killed anyway. I find that to be such a false equivalency. And let me be entirely clear. When I say I would stand up for the liberation of Palestine, even if every single one of them was homophobic, because them having an opinion about how I live my life, you know, all the way in a different country, across oceans, whatever, them having that opinion does not mean that I support them being stuck in an open air prison, them being treated, you know, them living in an apartheid state, them not being given access to food, water, electricity. What Israel has done to them is wrong. And I don't care if they're homophobic. Like, it's not like Hamas is bombing West Hollywood. No. What Hamas has done is retaliate against an illegal occupation that officially began in 1948 when Israel was founded, but has been going on. And to act as if their genocide is justified because they don't like the fact that I'm gay, I don't care if they don't like the fact that I'm gay. You're allowed to have that opinion. I will still stand up for your basic human rights. Furthermore, this applies to all people that may or may not disagree with me. I will absolutely stand up for anyone's basic human rights. And this situation goes way deeper and darker than just basic human rights. What is happening to them is wrong.
All right. There you go. All right. So look, here's the deal, folks. This guy's a moron. And I, you hate it for the guy, but honestly, what needs to happen is that he needs to fly over there to Gaza, and he needs to hold a big Gays for Gaza rally and see what happens. And maybe, just maybe, the LGBT community here in America would actually wake up and wise up and understand that the people in Gaza hate you. And this is not just a matter of homophobia. They want to kill you. They want to throw you off of a building. They want to cut your head off. These people are idiots. And you really can't, there's really not much you can do here with these kinds of people. And it's unfortunate. But maybe the best thing to do is just ship a whole delegation over and make sure they've got all of their, you know, affairs in order. Ship them over there and just let them see for themselves firsthand and live stream the whole thing. Maybe the Human Rights Campaign will get behind it all. And maybe they can broadcast it all over the world. This is what the Islamists do to gay people. But this is just bonkers crazy. Oh, by the way, drag queens are back at it again. Cut number 12.
So do be naughty. Don't fit in to the mold. Break free. Take the money. Take the money. Happy Pride.
Okay, that's a man dressed as a woman, and the audience made up of children, small children, very small children. And he's telling the children to be naughty and to take the money. So basically, he's grooming these children. That's what's going on here. They're grooming the children, and nobody seems to care about this. Nobody seems to care. It doesn't seem to bother people that you've got these folks out there, and they are literally trying to convince these children they should become drag queens, as if this is okay behavior. Nobody seems to have a problem with this. Nobody at all. But again, this is what happens when there are no rules or regulations when it comes to sex and gender in America anymore. None. Oh, by the way, did you hear about this crazy story? What is this Wisconsin? Where you had a teacher, this woman, she's what, 24 years old, and she was making out with a fifth grader. Her name is Madison Bergman. She's been arrested for making out, allegedly, with her fifth grade student. Now, here's the kick in the pants. She was supposed to get married in 3 months. According to CBS News in Minnesota, the fiancé apparently discovered the text messages between her and the fifth grader. The victim's parents also found text messages between the pair, and that's when the boy's father stormed into an elementary school with printouts of the conversations. The deranged text chain included messages from Bergman allegedly discussing multiple encounters inside the classroom during lunch or after school. Well, this is weird. She is also accused of telling the child how much she enjoyed him touching her and making out. Anyway, the boyfriend, the grown man, has now broken up with the, says there will not be a wedding. Kind of feel bad for this poor fella. They were set to be married in July, but you know, at least it's good to know now that the woman you were about to marry is a pedophile. Better to know now than after the wedding, right? Anyway, the accused pervert has been placed on administrative leave, and she's been barred from contacting any district students, parents, or staff. Jeez, Alou, what is going on in our nation's public education system? And there's a lot of this, a lot of it. But again, when you turn the classrooms of America into these grooming centers, what do you expect is going to happen? They're literally sexualizing kindergartners. That's how creepy and perverted this is all getting. Anyway, there you go. 11 years old. 11 years old. Normally, this kind of stuff happens when the teachers, usually you got a teacher in her mid-20s, fresh out of college, and normally it's like a high school kid, right? So they're normally going after the 15, 16-year-olds. But now they're going after the grade schoolers. This is sick. Just sick. Anyway, thank you, New York Post, for covering that story. Folks, don't forget to head over to our website, toddstearns.com. We have so many great things for you there, all free except for the books. But you got to buy a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? We have a limited edition signed copy of the book available for you over at the store, so check that out. And while you're over there, be sure to get yourself a Blessed Not Bitter coffee mug or a pretty awesome ball cap. You can do that as well. And also, you can sign up for our free products, including our newsletter, as well as our daily podcast, all 3 hours of the Todd Stearns radio show. So hope you will do that as well. All right, folks, it's been a great day. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, I'll be on Newsmax. We'll see you then. Be good, America.